Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Wealth Building Series. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite topics. We are talking about the power of having a plan for your money. Last episode, which was just yesterday, we talked about the power of a goal. And I want you to know that there's a quote out there. I can't remember who said it, but it says that a goal without a plan is just a wish. So today in part three of the Wealth Building series, we're going to talk about the importance of having a plan for your money that is going to help you to get to your short-term goals that we talked about yesterday, as well as your big longer term goal. Now, remember, we're doing this series in honor of the 1 year anniversary of the Wealthy Woman's Podcast. We're so excited. I'm so excited to celebrate it. And I am also doing this because April is Financial Literacy Month. And I think it's a great way to get us ready for the masterclass that I'm teaching later this week, which is titled How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget. I asked so many people about this title and they're all like, yes, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. I want to build wealth, but I don't want to be on a strict budget. Strict budgets sound awful. And so this coming weekend, and again, on Thursday of next week, I am teaching this masterclass. So if you have not registered, go to jermainefoley.com/class to grab your spot, or simply go to the show notes and sign up there. All the details are there. And we're just going to have a really good time. I can't wait to share the materials with you. I'm working on them all this week and it's going to be great. So today's episode is about planning your spending ahead of time. And most people call this a budget. I mostly call it a spending plan, and I also sometimes call it a system for your money. The reason why I use alternative names is because sometimes the word budget can just have a lot of baggage related to it. And I just don't want people to think of restriction and deprivation when I talk about having a plan for your money. Remember, when I tested the title of this masterclass, I asked people, I'm like, hey, do you like this title? Do you think this is a good title? And they said, yes, strict budgets sound awful. So you all do not like strict budgets. You do not like to be on a budget. You do not like to feel restricted. And I do not blame you. And that's why I will stand on the mountaintops and shout it from every rooftop and say that strict budgets do not work. Instead, we want to have a plan for our money that includes fun, that includes our wants, not just our needs, that includes our values that we talked about in part one of the Wealth Building series. But your plan should also include your financial goals as well, right? So your plan, a good plan for your money, is going to include your necessities, it's going to include some wants, but wants that are related to your values, and it's going to include your goals, your financial goals. And what it should not include a whole lot of impulsive spending to alter your moods, to make you feel better, right? Remember, we're trying to let that go so that we can have enough money to enjoy our life with and to build wealth with, okay? So this episode is going to be short and sweet because I just have a few things to say about this, because we're going to say a lot more about it during the masterclass. So make sure you're registered for that. So there are two things I want you to know. One is, whenever you create a plan for your money, it should be done ahead of time. When you create your plan ahead of time, you are putting your prefrontal cortex, that highest part of your brain, in charge of your money. That means you're thinking about not just the short term, but you're also thinking about the long term. You're not just thinking about instant gratification, but you're thinking about what's best for you in the future. You're thinking about your future self. You're thinking about retirement. You're thinking about wealth building, not just immediate gratification, like I said earlier. The second thing is you do not want it to be too restrictive. If you make it too restrictive, like a strict diet, it will not work. It will backfire. And then you will think that having a plan for your money isn't for you and it doesn't work. The other thing I want you to know is that you have to practice. You cannot expect for it to work the very first time you try it. I tell my clients to expect at least 3 months of trial and error and tweaking and changing and reevaluating. And then right at about month 4, that's when you kind of have the swing of it. And that's when you kind of get into a flow and that you actually love, you fall in love with having a plan for your money because now you feel so in control. You feel so liberated and you feel like you're finally ahead of the game when it comes to your finances. And I also want you to think of having this plan for your money like a roadmap. Like think about if you wanted to go to New York and you lived in California. You would not just get in the car and start driving. You would actually have a GPS or a roadmap or something. Nowadays, it's a GPS system. You would plug in the address of the destination that you want to arrive to, and you will get turn-by-turn directions that will help you to get there. Will you encounter some detours and some stop signs along the way? Of course you will. But just because on your way to New York from California, you get a detour doesn't mean you stop and quit and just give up, right? You go around the detour, you follow the detour. In the same sense, if you hit a stop sign or a red light that slows you down a bit, you don't give up. You don't turn back around and go home. You keep moving forward, even if it means that you get to New York a little later than you thought you would. That's okay. So I want you to keep that in mind, especially if you are reluctant to have a plan for your money, especially if you feel like having a plan for your money makes you feel restricted and stifled and you're like against it. I want you to open up your mind and ask yourself, okay, if I was trying to go from California to New York by car, would I just try to figure it out? Would I just try to wing it? The answer is probably absolutely not. And if that is your answer for getting from California to New York, then why in the world would you just try to wing it with your money? Have a plan for your money. Have a system for your money. Make sure it's not too restrictive. And this is what will get you to the goals we talked about in part 2. Okay. So I hope this was helpful. I will see you tomorrow when we will dive into part 4. And if you have not registered for the masterclass, make sure you go to jermainefoley.com/class. Or simply go to the show notes and grab your spot. The spots are filling up. I'm so excited about the upcoming masterclass. I will see you all there. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to jermainefoley.com/WWA. That's Jermaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.